Chapter 18. Chum pulled his knees up and caught the full force of the Gnoll's greater weight on his chest. He locked his hands around the creature's wrists and hung on. Chum was centuries hardened by training and battle, his muscles as taut as steel. But he was no match for the raw strength of the Gnoll. Its thews were thick, savage, more animal than man, its dog face snapping at his neck. He turned his face away, hung on with all the strength he had in him.
"Time to die, Ranger!"
Saliva dripped from his mouth.
"I've never tasted aroma before."
It snapped at him. Chum shoved it back. Still alive, he got one foot underneath the Gnoll's hard belly.
"Not today, Gnoll!"
He thrust, lifted the Gnoll up and over the top of his head.
"Whoa!"
It let out a howl, crashing into the dirt. Chum dove for his sword. The Gnoll regained its feet and pounced right back onto his back. Its claws tore into him. His elven leather kept him from being torn to shreds. They thrashed back and forth over the dirt. The Gnoll punched him in the face, drawing spots.
"Whoa!"
The Gnoll howled, jumped off, holding its nose. The creature might be bigger, meaner, stronger, but Chum was smarter, faster, and tougher. And he knew the weak spots of all the races. He spotted his sword, limped over, and snatched it up.
"One more step, Gnoll, and it will be the end of you,"
he said, shuffling forward. The Gnoll backed away, eyes darting from side to side. The women and other Gnolls were gone, hiding, leaving the two of them in the darkness. The only light, the small campfire's glow.
"Surrender, Gnoll, or meet your..."
Chum's sword fell from his grip. The Gnoll let out a triumphant howl.
"Yah!"
And charged. I was on alert. Eyes peeled, ears sharp. That smell. That smell in the air. I knew what it was. The prints on the ground gave me a good idea. Trouble. The kind of trouble wise people sought to avoid. The kind of trouble that was hard to get out of. I hurried along. They could move fast, even with Brenwar. Possibly faster than me. One mistake on the trail and I myself could be in jeopardy. I stopped. Looked, listened. Something rustled over the ground. Yards ahead. I could have sworn I heard Brenwar grumbling under his beard. I knocked an arrow, a normal one, and sped after him. I jumped along, winding through the trees. My footfalls light as feathers. There he was. A clumped dwarf, fighting in a net surrounded by pines and a floor of pine needles. I didn't see anyone else. Still, I remained hidden.
"Dragon,"
Brenwar said, his voice a loud hush.
"They're gone. Get me out of this net."
I peeked at him. His dark eyes were right on me. I wasn't sure how Brenwar could see me, but he could always find me when I was close. I never knew for sure if it was my scent or his vision. But the only way to escape him was to outdistance him. I crept over, withdrew a dagger, and quickly cut at the net.
"Hurry, will you?"
"Stop struggling, will you?"
"You're not the one in the net."
I laughed.
"Stop laughing and hurry. You spooked them, but they'll be back. They always come back."
I cut at the cords. It wasn't easy.
"Use your claws, dragon."
Oh, good idea. I cut. One, two, three at a time. "Nice. How many of them?" I asked.
"Two."
"Two that we know of." I sawed away. Brenwar was almost free. I wanted to stop, but I didn't. I ignored the sound, kept cutting.
Hurry,
Brenmar said. A flute-like sound drifted into my ears. My head started spinning. My fingers turned numb, limp. Brenmar's eyelids fluttered. His meaty hands clamped over his ears.
No!
He growled. I couldn't say anything. My tongue felt like water. But I could see. Both of them. Shadows in the forest coming out of the darkness. One was male. The other female. Each pressed a set of small pipes to their lips. Tiny horns protruded from their heads. They stood on stout legs with the hooves of mountain goats. Satyrs, crafty and merciless. The music tore at my mind. I screamed, but I couldn't hear myself. I had to move, had to escape, run, flee. I knew the stories. I knew the tales. Whatever the satyrs captured, they kept, never to be seen again.
Shum lay still, eyes closed. A mouthful of pine needles. A crossbow bolt sticking through his back, bleeding. Over him, the Gnoll leader gloated.
Great shot,
he said.
Now get down here. It's time to skin him.
Shum remained, ears picking up his surroundings. The Gnoll leader kicked him hard in the ribs. He didn't move, didn't flinch. The Gnoll walked away, footsteps crunching over the ground, and picked up his flail. The air whistled as it twirled around. Another pair of footsteps approached, followed by another. There were three of them.
Get those bows ready. If he moves so much as a hair, shoot him.
Isn't he dead?
One said, cranking back his string.
If he's dead, he won't feel it,
the leader said.
Of course, he's a ranger. So you can't be too cautious. Go ahead.
Put another in him. Right in the heart.
Maybe between the ears. That'd be a funny trophy now, wouldn't it?
They snickered a howling sort of sound and stretched their strings. Shum had been in tight spots before, but this was ridiculous.
Death comes from any corner, the darkness sings.
Hands under his belly, he scratched at the dirt. Tapped the world's power. He was an elf, attuned to nature and magic, using it when needed to save others, to save himself. He focused, concentrated, stretched out the powers he summoned.
What is this?
One of the Gnolls said. Its crossbow trembled in its hand. The wood creaked and groaned.
It's cursed,
said the other. The crossbow in its hand warped too. It let out a cry. Both crossbows were now twisted like roots. The string snapped. The Gnoll leader let out an angry cry.
It's the ranger, you fools!
He jumped forward, swinging his mace.
Draw your blades! Have at him before he escapes!
Shum felt the flail coming down. In a blink, he dove into the Gnoll's legs, toppling it over. He kept on going, blocking out the blinding pain in his legs and his back. He had to free himself. The Gnoll snatched his leg. He kicked it in the face.
Oh.
He was free. The other two were coming, drawing their weapons, still gawking at the twisted crossbow and bolts that writhed on the ground. Shum went for his sword, snatching it from the ground. He wished he could keep running, into the forest, lose them, survive, fight later. He was bleeding too badly, though. It was fight now or never. He stopped, turned. They swarmed him. The first one was big, clumsy. It died. The next lunged, a big axe in its hand. Shum sidestepped, drove the pummel of his sword into the back of its head. It was out.
"You're a good ranger,"
the leader said.
"But you're bleeding to death, too. I think I'll watch. Wait for the reinforcements to arrive."
"Trust me, Canole. You'll be dead cold before they get here."
"Is that so?"
it said.
"How do you figure?"
Shum swayed. A wave of nausea hit him. His chin dipped. His knees buckled. The Gnoll barked at him.
"You've got nothing left. I'm taking you out."
It came at him. Savage, powerful, flail spinning like stars in the air. Its eyes widened. It caught the steely eyes in the elf. It tried to stop, but couldn't. Shum struck like a cobra. The blade went in one side and out the other. The leader died, mouth wide open.
"They always fall for that,"
Shum said, removing his blade and fetching his dagger. Still ailing, he hobbled after the women.